USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate Intelligence Committee will vote on Tuesday on Adam Schiff's impeachment report, which makes a case for the congressional removal of President Donald Trump. The vote, likely to break along party lines, is a formality allowing the Democrat-controlled body to pass the impeachment inquiry onto the Judiciary Committee, which is scheduled to begin their proceedings on Wednesday. The vote is scheduled for 6 p.m. Tuesday after Congress returns from its Thanksgiving break. 9 people, including 2 children, were killed when a plane crashed in rough weather near Chamberlain, South Dakota. A single-engine turboprop passenger plane had as many as 12 people on board when it crashed shortly after takeoff about a mile from Chamberlain Municipal Airport, according to the FAA. Brule County State's Attorney Teresa Mao said the survivors were hospitalized in Sioux Falls. Among the dead was the plane's pilot. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
The search and rescue operation for earthquake survivors in Albania has ended, according to the Prime Minister, with the death toll at 51 and no more bodies expected to be in the ruins. Prime Minister Edi Rama said preliminary figures showed more than 1,500 buildings in the capital, Tirana, and about 900 in nearby Durres seriously damaged in the 6.4 magnitude quake. About 2,000 people were injured. Preliminary figures estimate that at least 4,000 people are now homeless. Democrats in Florida have submitted 18 candidates for the March 17th presidential primary. The crowded field submitted to state election officials ahead of the deadline include the most recent entries, Michael Bloomberg and Deval Patrick. Florida's primary could prove crucial with the state's 219 delegates at stake, but half the country will have already voted by the time Floridians go to the polls, as that falls 2 weeks after the pivotal Super Tuesday bonanza when 14 states and 2 other jurisdictions hold Democratic primaries. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Praise continues today for those responsible for subduing a terrorist after 2 were stabbed to death and at least 3 others wounded during Friday's attack on London's bridge. John Clemens reports.
Some of that praise came from London Mayor Sadiq Khan for not only the police but ordinary citizens after they subdued the terrorist who was also wearing a fake bomb vest.
I think what we should do is reflect on the fact that these people ignored all the advice that they're given, which is to run away from danger, to look after your own safety, and instead ran towards danger to make sure others were safe. And I'm just so incredibly proud as the mayor, and I think all of us should be proud of what our fellow citizens did yesterday, including the police.
ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack by 28-year-old convicted terrorist Usman Khan. I'm John Clemens.
Consumers may think they're avoiding the crush this holiday season by shopping online, unaware that they're trying to get through the digital doors. So too are hordes of bots. Up to 97% of online traffic to retailer login pages this holiday shopping week comes from bots, largely operated by organized gangs of cyber criminals, according to the cybersecurity firm Radware. The bots fill out online forms and navigate retail sites faster than a real person can and try to swiftly purchase limited supply gifts before you've even filled up your cart. On a normal shopping day, humans outnumber bots on login pages by 2-1, but on the days leading up to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, bots outnumber humans 20-1. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.